Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
As we are still in shock from John Cena's shocking heel turn at the Elimination Chamber, the post-Elimination Chamber edition of Monday Night Raw was yet another exciting show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ringside Chaos. This is the professional wrestling discussion segment of the Bear of Texas podcast. My name is Alex Alcazaz, and I'm also known as the Bear of Texas. And of course, after watching this fantastic edition of Monday Night Raw, well, there was one particular result at the end that really, really shocked me. But you know what? The element of surprise has struck once again and has made a huge impact for me personally. Well, I'm trying to make things a little bit different on this particular episode about recapping Monday Night Raw. I don't think I really should go through every single thing that we saw, but I'm still going to try, but at least I'm going to try to make it really quick. I'm going to try to get straight to the point. So to get straight to the point, we kick off Monday Night Raw with CM Punk going to the ring, making quite the entrance and cutting quite a good promo. Can we honestly say CM Punk dropped a couple of pipe bombs, went after The Rock, went after John Cena, went after Seth Rollins? I mean, Seth Rollins came out and those two ensued in a huge brawl, separated several times, but only went back at it once again. Man, and honestly, we're not going to wait till WrestleMania for this. Oh, no. And we'll get to that. When they finally separated them, once again backstage, they went after it again. What was the best moment in CM Punk's amazing promo? But once again, I ask, was this one or more than one particular pipe bomb? Well, I can honestly say that CM Punk dropped several pipe bombs. I mean, this was a profanity-filled promo. I mean, we heard what he said at the beginning. And I quote, "I'm liable to get us kicked off Netflix right now," unquote. Man, even went as far as saying, and I quote, "I've never been so delusional to wear a fake title and proclaim myself the People's Championship because I don't deserve it. I earn it," unquote. Of course, taking a dig at the final boss's championship. We all know what we're seeing. We know what he was talking about. Man, I think the best part, especially when he addressed Seth Rollins. CM Punk, and I quote, "Becky Lynch, you better come get your man, because if I do before you do, I'm going to put him in a wheelchair," unquote. Yeah, we saw what happened at the Elimination Chamber between CM Punk and Seth Rollins, but of course, the main highlight of that was that stomp on the steel that caused CM Punk to be eliminated. Man, well, I can also say I think right now so much for CM Punk versus Logan Paul at WrestleMania, right? Well, right now I'm having the feeling that we're going to see AJ Styles versus Logan Paul at WrestleMania. Because if I'm correct, next week AJ Styles is expected to call out Logan Paul. AJ Styles versus Logan Paul at WrestleMania? Well, why not, right? Why not? Of course, next week, from what I understand, the LWO versus the New Day. Well, awesome. But yes, AJ Styles will call out Logan Paul. But that's not what I'm excited about the most next week for Monday Night Raw. Well, since we're talking about CM Punk, let's just go ahead and say it right now. As Seth Rollins was being escorted out of the building, because again, those two went at it backstage again, Adam Pearce informed Seth Rollins, because Rollins wants to end it, and Adam Pearce apparently wants Rollins and Punk to finish it once and for all. Therefore, next week in Madison Square Garden, New York City, Seth Rollins versus CM Punk in a steel cage match. Well. Well, I flirted with the idea several times, a triple threat match between Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, and CM Punk. A lot of fans expressed their desire to that, but a lot of fans say, nope, if we're going to see CM Punk versus Seth Rollins, it's got to be one-on-one. Now, keep in mind, CM Punk is still owed a favor. Part of me believes that even though the steel cage match is supposedly to end this feud, I really don't think it's going to end because Punk and Rollins, well, this is meant to go for a long, long time. It's been happening since Punk returned. Honestly, animosity built up over the years. Well, honestly, we've probably seen nothing yet between Rollins and CM Punk. I mean, if I remember correctly, the main event for the inaugural episode of Monday Night Raw on Netflix. Well, wasn't that CM Punk versus Seth Rollins? Hey, we've seen a great match between the two before. We're definitely going to see it again next week. Man. Okay. So, now to close it out with CM Punk's promo. Man. I like how first things first, he goes after The Rock. I mean, he goes after two particular individuals that he's had issues with in the past. Now, keep in mind, CM Punk at the Elimination Chamber, this was, I believe, his first Elimination Chamber pay-per-view since he defended the since he actually challenged for the WWE title against The Rock. He actually lost the title at Royal Rumble in 2013, and he challenged, got his rematch at the Elimination Chamber where he lost. So this was his first Elimination Chamber pay-per-view since 2013, and I believe this was actually CM Punk's first Elimination Chamber since 2012. Probably should have said that in the previous episode, but hey, talking about CM Punk now, just might as well mention it. So CM Punk started it off with an amazing promo, and Seth Rollins' music hits, and CM Punk just immediately went after him. CM Punk didn't bother to let Seth Rollins get in the ring, but you know what? CM Punk is done playing around. He's done waiting. He could not wait to get his hands on Seth freaking Rollins. And again, next week, Rollins versus Punk in a steel cage match. Well. And why not take place at Madison Square Garden? That's in the backyard of my guest who's been on the show numerous times. Of course, he's a co-host from time to time on the show, Ricky Litwinkiewicz. So I'm sure Ricky's excited for this. I mean, the match is going to take place in his backyard in Madison Square Garden. Well, honestly, I can't wait. Man, honestly, we've seen Rollins and Punk, you know, go at it in the promos, but this time there was no talking. But, well, I just can't wait to see how it ends. But again, right now the future with Rollins and Roman Reigns, I mean, that's got to be settled. So I guess now we can say we're going to see Rollins versus Reigns at WrestleMania because of what happened at the Royal Rumble. But as far as CM Punk goes, well, wouldn't be sure exactly where we would go from here once he concludes the match between Rollins and once he concludes the steel cage match against Rollins. But again, we've seen nothing yet as far as I'm concerned with Rollins and Punk, or at least I feel that way. We've seen nothing yet between Rollins and Punk, so who knows what happens next. Otis versus Gunther. Well, I can honestly say the match went a whole lot longer than I expected. It actually went a whole lot better than I expected. Otis got far more offense than I would have predicted. Now, I knew that Otis wasn't going to easily be squashed by Gunther. But I did get one thing right. Gunther powerbombed Otis to win the match. So that prediction came true. And Otis actually looked pretty good in this one. It was good to see Otis get a considerable amount of offense against the ring general, the current champion, Gunther. Well, the match was, as Bleacher Report describes, a brilliant display of believable badass champion pushed to the brink by a big man whose abilities are beyond the comedy and fun-loving he has become synonymous with. Otis went blow for blow with one of the best strikers in the business and for a moment had fans believing he may pull off the unthinkable. Otis put on a hell of a show. I mean, Gunther and Otis put on a hell of a show. You see, it's teamwork that makes the dream work. You saw that trust between the two workers. You saw that chemistry between the two. And whoever produced the match, again, it's teamwork that makes the dream work. The producers for this match, the competitors, the writers, it's all done through teamwork. It's the only way to get it done, quite frankly. Man. So after the match, well, Gunther attempts to, well, I should say Gunther put Otis in that sleeper hold. And Akira Tozawa attempts to make the save, but that ultimately backfires. So, after Akira Tozawa gets laid out, Gunther prepares to powerbomb Otis directly onto Tozawa until Jey Uso runs out to make the save. Well, that seemed to have been the case, but, well, Jey Uso at first honestly seemed to have made the save, but Grayson Waller and Austin Theory get involved. Well, At first, Jey Uso disposed of those two, but Gunther came back in the ring to put Jey Uso into the sleeper hold, and well, that didn't end too well for the Yeet Army. But we did see Jey Uso backstage with Otis. That was cool. But seeing Jey Uso be laid out like that, well, as my friend would say, no Yeet. That was pretty sad. But as the buildup between Jey Uso and Gunther continues to increase as we are headed towards WrestleMania, we are still about a little over a month and a half away. As my friend Ricky said in the last episode, 7 weeks to be exact. Not fully exact, but close to 7 weeks. We are still a little bit quite away from WrestleMania. But then again, time does in fact fly really, really quick. So, A-Town Under. Of course, there's that particular thing going on with Theory and Grayson Waller. They're definitely not on the same page. Austin Theory is showing signs of a face turn. And some would say, hey, maybe we'll see Austin Theory versus Grayson Waller at WrestleMania. I mean, who knows? Who knows? But them seeing involved in that match, well, them getting involved and attacking Jey Uso. Now, keep in mind, Jey Uso delivered a huge kick to Grayson Waller the previous week, so don't be surprised that they went after Jey Uso. So, well, as far as the Women's Intercontinental Championship match, Lyra Valkyria versus Ivy Nile, well, not much to say about it other than the fact that Lyra Valkyria put on a hell of a performance, as did Ivy Nile. Well, before the match, we saw the backstage segment with AJ Styles saying he's going to call out Logan Paul, and then Karrion Kross actually got involved. Well, Ivy Nile was in control in this match, and I actually thought for one second that Lyra Valkyria had legitimately injured her knee. It's amazing what happens when a pro wrestler is able to make something look so real. But Ivy Nile looked very, very good. Very, very good. And for a second, I thought that Ivy Nile was somehow, someway, actually going to become the Intercontinental Champion. The Women's Intercontinental Champion. Now, that probably would have been bad. That definitely would have ruined Lyra Valkyria, but I'm not going to lie. Ivy Nile looked very good. Now, Bleacher Report gave this match a C+, but Bleacher Report did describe this match as, quote, strong match that highlighted Nile, but proved Valkyria's grit and resilience. Both women came out of this stronger than they went in, and more importantly, the title continues to build credibility and momentum for itself on the back of a quality in-ring battle, unquote. Absolutely. And one of the takeaways, according to Bleacher Report said that this was the best Nile has looked on TV in a long time because she was confident and she carried her portion in the match to near perfection, and she shined extremely bright. Yeah, again, Lyra Valkyria and Ivy Nile. It's teamwork that makes the dream work. The chemistry between the two, and of course, the producer and the writer for the match. You see, it's all done through the art of teamwork. And again, it's the only way to do it. Ludwig Kaiser cut a promo on Penta, and then, of course, the Luchador went after him. That actually wasn't really, really, didn't really see any excitement out of it. I'm not exactly sure what's going to happen in the future with Penta, and as far as Ludwig Kaiser goes, I'm still amazed that Ludwig Kaiser actually went over in that triple threat match, but which was a hell of a match as well. And again, as I said in that episode, Ludwig Kaiser going over in that match was not a bad idea at all, especially for the way the match went. So, I mean, it could have been worse. I mean, if Penta had been pinned, I mean, that certainly would have been a huge, and I mean huge mistake by WWE creative management. So thankfully it didn't go like that, but as Bleacher Report said, the confrontation, quote, well, to quote them, a physical back and forth concluded with the babyface wiping Kaiser out at ringside with a dive and standing tall to close things out. So the confrontation was something. Of course, Ludwig Kaiser really is good on the mic. Really is. Man. But this whole segment actually got a C because, you know, as far as the takeaways, Bleacher Report says that this was nothing burger of a statement, unfortunately, and did little to give fans a reason to stay excited upon Penta's battles with Kaiser more than they already had been. Man. Well, next up, we had the World Tag Team Championship match between the War Raiders and the Creed Brothers. Well, I'm sure some people are wondering how I feel because the Creed Brothers didn't get the job done in this one. Now, we did briefly see a little bit of a segment with Chad Gable, and as far as Chad Gable goes, because Ivy Nile unsuccessfully challenged for the Women's Intercontinental Championship, and because the Creed Brothers did not win the World Tag Team Championship. If Chad Gable were to come back next week, well, he's obviously going to be very, very unhappy. I would imagine he's unhappy already because, well, American Made did not achieve their objectives. They did not bring any gold to American Made.
Well.
And so I'm not sure exactly what to expect, but I had predicted that the Creed Brothers would win the tag team titles at WrestleMania over the War Raiders. Some would say that could still happen, but since they've unsuccessfully challenged twice, I mean, the first time they got disqualified, this time they lost by pinfall. So, I'm not sure exactly what is going to happen moving forward with the tag team championship, with the War Raiders and the Creed Brothers, but I will say it was a hell of a match. And this time, the finish certainly went, well, that disqualification finish, you know, it said it all. And after further clarification, it made sense. But of course, still fans felt that it wasn't the best decision for that match a couple of weeks ago to end by a disqualification. So this match was a physical battle over the top prize in the tag division. Okay. So as Bleacher Report describes it, a physical battle over the top prize in the tag position ensued. The challengers using their uber athleticism to gain control of the match and cut the champions off from each other. Bleacher Report just always describes it in the best way possible. And that's exactly how it went. It was high physicality. It was great athleticism. Again, once again, we talk about team chemistry. We talk about teamwork. That's exactly what these two teams did. You see, that's how it goes in professional wrestling. Because, you know, we've been told it takes two to tango. So it takes chemistry. It takes teamwork. It takes trust. And you saw the trust. That's exactly what we saw. We see it once again. You see, one step to making one match great is teamwork and, of course, chemistry. We've seen it. So as far as I'm concerned, again, this match was great, but I'm not sure where the Creed Brothers go moving forward. And I'm not even sure where Ivy Nile goes moving forward. So I'm not sure where American Made goes moving forward. Again, because there's no titles with American Made, obviously they're going to have some explaining to do to their master, Chad Gable, who of course is on a quest to learning the arts of Lucha Libre, as the storyline indicates. Well, we did see a segment. Again, I talked about a segment about Chad Gable, and of course, if you saw it, then you know what happened. I mean, Chad Gable encounters a mysterious person, gives the dude some cash, and then is given a mysterious box. He opens it, and I mean, if you saw it, then you saw it. So I wonder if that means that Chad Gable comes back next week in Madison Square Garden. Well, if that's the case, then obviously there's going to be something, somewhat of a segment with him and American Made. I mean, I can only imagine how that would go. But part of me believes that the Creed Brothers could actually challenge once again. I mean, if they were to basically be in a qualifying match, like if they were to have a, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what other team they would supposedly go against as far as I'm concerned, but the Creed Brothers, you know, becoming the champions in the foreseeable future can certainly happen. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, Ivy Nile could become the Women's Intercontinental Champion at WrestleMania. But of course, those have to be built properly because Ivy Nile unsuccessfully challenged, and, well, the Creed Brothers have basically come up short twice, but again, the first time it was by disqualification. So, well, man. Now, my favorite part in that match, that 450 that was executed from Brutus and that shooting star press from Julius, man. Again, we talk about the athleticism of all the wrestlers in this match. Again, great teamwork, great work ability. Again, one of the ways to make the match as good as it was. So, kudos to the War Raiders and kudos to the Creed Brothers for making one hell of tag team action. Well, next thing, Bron Breakker apparently with an issue with the Judgment Day. Is it just me or is Bron Breakker really getting closer and closer and closer to a face turn? Well, the fans obviously love him because we hear all that barking. So, Bron Breakker actually did give an interview with Jackie Redmond and, well, he was interrupted by the arrival of Finn Balor. So, obviously, Finn Balor picking up the mic, trash-talking. Obviously, Bron Breakker is actually the kind of man that's going to do something about it. So, well, He did mention in the interview that he wanted nothing to do with the Judgment Day, never wanted to get involved with the Judgment Day, never really cared about him, whatnot. So, obviously right now, there's obviously a feud. So right now, something's forming in my head. Could we see Bron Breakker? And I think I might have talked about this last week. Could we see Bron Breakker defend the Intercontinental Championship against Finn Balor at WrestleMania? I mean, who knows? I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, tensions between the Judgment Day, I mean, some are still kind of talking about it, but some are saying it should still be Dominic Mysterio. But I mean, to be honest with you, could you imagine if Finn Balor defended the Intercontinental Championship against Finn Balor and Dominic Mysterio in a handicap match, or better yet, a triple threat match? So if it's a triple threat match between Dominic Mysterio, Dirty Dominic Mysterio, Finn Balor, and Bron Breakker for the Intercontinental Championship, and there's miscommunications between Dirty Dom and Finn Balor. You know, Finn Balor at one point has the match won. He goes for the cover, and Dirty Dom interrupts it. And then Dirty Dom at one point has the match won, goes for the cover, and Finn Balor interrupts it. So both guys cost each other the championship, and then Bron Breakker eventually wins the match. That would further cause even more tension for the Judgment Day. Now, there's been tension already, so again, if Finn Balor and Dominic Mysterio cost each other their chances to win the championship in the match, well, it would cause further bad blood, and things, you know, obviously would boil over even more between the two. So there's just a lot of things that could certainly happen in this one, but I would find it very interesting if Bron Breakker defended the Intercontinental Championship against Finn Balor and Dirty Dom in a triple threat match. And again, during the match, Dirty Dom covers Bron, supposedly almost for the win. Finn Balor prevents it, and then Dirty Dom returns the favor sometime soon. Again, it would cause more tensions between the two. I mean, wouldn't it be surprised even if Carlito tries to run interference several times, helping both Dirty Dom and Finn Balor. And then when Dirty Dom and Finn Balor, you know, break up the pin, you know, simultaneously, like again, Finn Balor breaks Dirty Dom's pin, and then Dirty Dom does the same, Carlito would certainly stand at ringside all confused and even frustrated. So anyway, so yeah, there's certainly certainly several things we could see, but as far as I'm concerned, Bron Breakker's feud with the Judgment Day, I would imagine it's going to be brief. I mean, it started, of course, there was that spear, then of course Finn Balor had the chair and then backed away. So not really much to say, but as far as I'm concerned, the particular scenario of a match that I just described, well, I think it would be better off that way. Certainly would. Well, now we get to the main event. Io Sky versus Rhea Ripley. Of course, Bianca Belair at ringside. Bianca Belair, of course, won the Women's Elimination Chamber. So it was only fitting that the challenger would sit at ringside to find out who she will challenge for the title at WrestleMania. What a match. What a match. You know, I'll never forget, in 2005... when Trish Stratus and Lita main evented Monday Night Raw in a women's championship match, which Lita won. I was 12 years old when that happened, and it was one of the best matches I had seen. Still is to this day. Trish Stratus versus Lita, 2005 Monday Night Raw for the women's championship. What a match. Now, if people are going to ask, am I going to say that this match gave me the same particular vibes as that match? Okay, a little bit. But Rhea Ripley and Io Sky created magic of their own, just like Trish Stratus and Lita did back in 2005. What I'm saying is Trish Stratus and Lita's match in 2005 on the main event of Monday Night Raw was unique. But so was Rhea Ripley versus Io Sky, unique as well. All competitors did it in their own unique way. Trish Stratus and Lita did it in their own unique way in 2005. Rhea Ripley and Io Sky did it in their own unique way in this one. I will say this. The fact that Rhea Ripley dropped the belt to Io Sky completely, and I mean completely, shocked me. Three titles on the line in this edition of Monday Night Raw, one title changed hands. I will say I was shocked. I really was, because I didn't expect this. As far as I'm concerned, now I'm wondering, where does Rhea Ripley go from here? I will say that she, based on this match, I think that she may be headed back to being a heel. I mean, we saw a couple of the antics in this match, so I have a feeling Rhea Ripley is going to revert to being a heel once again. But I'm just not sure what to expect. Now, obviously, we're going to see Io Sky versus Bianca Belair, but it's what's going to happen with Rhea Ripley that I'm concerned and curious about. I mean, this match was a hell of a match. Totally a hell of a match. So, and the fact that coming to this match, that Io Sky had gotten the better of Rhea Ripley before, of course, in the Mae Young Classic, and then in that triple threat match, I think at NXT back in 2020. So there's the history between Rhea Ripley and Io Sky. And once again, Io Sky gonna be headed to WrestleMania as the champion. Now, you can't take that away from Io Sky. I mean, absolutely not. Both women. Again, this particular match just, it just makes me so proud. So proud to be a strong and vocal supporter for women's wrestling. For so long, I have stood up for women's wrestling. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Women's wrestling matters. Man, what an ovation for both. I mean, Rhea Ripley and Io Sky just absolutely killed it in this match. I mean, Io Sky even paid homage to several of her Damage Control teammates. Of course, the Sane Elbow, the Asuka Lock. And I believe she even actually did one of the kicks that Dakota Kai does. Io Sky was showing respect. She was honoring her Damage Control comrades. Man. Rhea Ripley too, man. Again, we talk about that teamwork. I mean, Rhea Ripley, and we talk about that chemistry and the trust. Rhea Ripley and Io Sky showed that. So several matches just showed that chemistry and teamwork and trust that I've been talking about for God knows how long. That's how a pro wrestling match is well produced and well performed. Trust, work ethic, and teamwork and chemistry. Wow. So again, I'm just not sure what to say in this, what to say about Rhea Ripley. And as great as this match was, I mean, this match was a thriller, especially the ending. I mean, can you believe it? Can you believe it? Io Sky being so close to being counted out and she jumps back in the ring. I will say, if Rhea Ripley had retained the title by a count out, that would have been bad. That would have made Io Sky look bad, but most importantly, that would have made Rhea Ripley look bad. Not gonna lie. So, as far as I'm concerned, right now, Bleacher Report is suggesting, well, they're assuming that there's a plan that all three women will clash at WrestleMania. Now, Rhea Ripley is still, how do you say, entitled to a rematch. Of course, how it is in pro wrestling, a rematch clause. Of course, there's been times where there's no rematch clauses, but Rhea Ripley is obviously going to be entitled to a rematch. So we could very well see Io Sky versus Rhea Ripley versus Bianca Belair at WrestleMania. I mean, why not? When Io Sky was about to be the victim of a riptide off the top rope and she countered it with a huge and amazing hurricanrana and then delivering the over-the-moon salt to win the title, what a finish. What a strong finish to a strong kick-butt match. Man, I just cannot give enough credit to Rhea Ripley and Io Sky for one hell of a match. And again, to the producer for the match and to whoever wrote it, and of course the creative team, man, again, all done through teamwork. Once again, teamwork makes the freaking dream work. God knows how many times I've said it. Man, I gotta say, I'm excited, but right now, I'm not too sure what to expect out of Rhea Ripley, but you know what? Whatever happens, quite frankly, I'll believe it when I see it. So I'm curious, what did everybody think of this episode of Monday Night Raw? Well, quite frankly, I'm also curious to know what did everybody think of the Elimination Chamber, specifically what happened at the end? Well, amazingly, I didn't know this previously, but now you could actually leave a comment on Spotify if you're listening on your computer. Because, of course, the past couple of weeks I've been saying, if you're listening on Spotify on your cell phone, then please leave a comment. Now you can do it through your computer as well. So before I let everybody go, I will say that what I'm excited for next week is obviously the steel cage match between Seth freaking Rollins and CM Punk. Well, as far as I'm concerned after that, I don't know what to expect, but again, I'll believe it when I see it. But I am so excited for the steel cage match. I am so excited. Man. And I am going to make sure that I watch every single second of the match. I will put my phone away. I will even shut off my computer. I'm not going to want to miss one single second of that match. So, obviously, I'm excited for WrestleMania. I'm excited to see what the WWE has in store. So, you know what? The fact that I don't know what to expect, once again, ladies and gentlemen, the element of surprise. Thank y'all very much for listening tonight. And before I let y'all go, a reminder that Ringside Chaos is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Pandora, and YouTube. So once again, if you're listening on Spotify, please let me know your thoughts on this episode of Monday Night Raw, and specifically what you think of the particular results and what you expect going on, what you expect moving forward involving WrestleMania, about Rhea Ripley, Rollins, Punk, Braun Breaker, etc., etc., etc. And of course, well, if you're also listening on YouTube, please do the same. Please, of course, hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell, because I want to be sure that you're not going to miss out on any exciting upcoming content. And if you please be so kind, if you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, please leave a 5-star review because they are so greatly appreciated, and that's what helps the show grow. Thank y'all very, very much, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all have a good one, and God bless.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.